Game on.
Eye on America.
The NFL Draft. You've been working your entire life for this moment.
Marvin Harrison Jr. is magical.
Forget all the noise. Your game speaks for itself.
Caleb Wilson is ludicrous.
No matter where you're headed, the journey to greatness.
Tim McCarthy, the milestone victory.
Starts here.
Time to get the show started, Detroit.
Now, the NFL Draft is on tonight. Connor Brophy of the Irish NFL Show joins me on the line. Connor, you guys are having the cracking cork, a live draft show on the cards this evening?
Or I will be shortly anyway, Shane. I'm about to head down there, so I'm still Dublin-based for the moment, doing my last bit of cramming before I head down to meet the rest of the lads down there. But as you say, we're broadcasting live on the Irish NFL Show from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. this morning. So the first 32 picks of the first round of the draft, we're going 1 to 32 or until the coffee runs out, whichever comes first.
Listen, this is one of the biggest nights for American football fans. Like, you have the Super Bowl, but then you have the NFL draft. So give me three things to be really keeping an eye out for. Why is this so big?
Well, firstly, the NFL has this absolute genius for making an event out of just about anything. So, you know, they have the schedule launch, which comes up in May, and there'll be a whole bunch of razzmatazz around that. There's the Super Bowl, obviously. There's the opening day of the season. There's the international games, which a lot of fans here will probably be really interested in. 8 of them this year, 3 of them in London, which is really exciting. And that's kind of, I suppose, the closest that a lot of us get to touch and feel until the NFL touches down in Dublin, which we hope will happen in the very near future, given the interest of the Steelers, the Jaguars and the Jets in this market. So fingers crossed on that one. But the draft itself is the fixture of the off-season, because it's the chance where all the teams have to really transform their prospects. And it's hard to get this across to people who aren't interested in the sport, but it's kind of unusual that this model that the NFL has, which is almost this kind of socialist model where they give a leg up to the teams that do the worst each season. So you get basically the worse you do, the better the choice you get of the young upcoming talent that's arriving into the league, having just finished playing college football. So the worst team gets the top pick right the way down to the 32nd pick in this round, and there'll be 7 rounds in total. So the Kansas City Chiefs, who won the Super Bowl, end up with the last overall pick. So they only get to pick after everybody else is chosen. And unique then, really, among sports that we would follow, I guess, you get the opportunity to get your David Clifford, to get your Lionel Messi, to get your transformational player, your Katie McCabe, who's going to take your team in a completely different direction, you hope, to the one that they were in last season.
Okay. This is pretty much make or break for certain franchises, or it could be. Like, listen, there's no guarantee that these college players are going to be stars in the NFL. They could end up being accountants in a couple of years' time. So you are taking a bit of a punt, but this is extremely important for certain franchises.
It is, and you're absolutely right. It can literally make or break the team or the franchise in the medium term. Like, last year was probably a perfect example. The Houston Texans, widely derided over the past couple of years, the general manager there and the ownership under huge pressure, being accused of being incompetent. You have a new coach comes in, and they had the number two overall pick, I should say, last year. And they selected a guy called CJ Stroud, the quarterback from Ohio State, who just lit up the NFL last season. They literally went from zero to hero in one season, from the second worst record in the league. They go to the playoffs, they win a playoff game. Now they're seen as contenders in the space of just one season and two crucial picks. They picked CJ Stroud, and then they got a key defensive player called Will Anderson Jr. in the fourth pick in the draft, because they traded around, which is something maybe that we'll come to. But you can really literally transform the fortunes of your franchise that quickly. And that's what a lot of teams will be hoping for in this draft. Not least, full disclosure, the team that I support, the Chicago Bears, who are lucky enough to have the number one overall pick.
Okay. I believe they know who they want to pick, but they aren't sharing the news just yet.
Yeah. I mean, there's little drama around that one. So they're 99.999 whatever percent sure to take Caleb Williams, the USC quarterback, the number one overall mooted number one overall pick. It would be a massive shocker if they didn't. They've kind of, you know, their general manager Ryan Poles has been asked about it ceaselessly, and he's kind of smiling sphinx-like and not giving anything away. But everybody pretty much knows that it's going to be Caleb Williams. It's actually after that it gets really interesting, because there's a bun fight over a crop of quarterbacks that are seen as potentially transformational talents, but there's not that many of them to go around, and there's a lot of teams that need a quarterback.
Okay, who are they then? If you're looking into Connor Brophy's crystal ball, about who's drafting who.
So the ones that you'll hear and the ones to watch out for, and there's an interesting wrinkle here because 13 players are actually in the room in Detroit where the draft is taking place. The rest of them will be at home and they'll have their setup with their family and friends and their agents all around them, and you'll see them pop up on the screen if you're watching the draft live, and there'll be much excitement when their names are called out and you'll see the celebration in the background. In the room in Detroit, you've only got 13 players. So the NFL has invited players who are most likely to get selected in the first round, and they would include Drake May, a North Carolina quarterback who a lot of people are really excited about. Jaden Daniels, a quarterback from LSU, who was the reigning Heisman Trophy winner. So he's voted the best player in college football last year, potentially a transformational talent. Now, what happens at the second pick will be critical here in terms of the excitement level around the draft and what happens, because the Washington Commanders, who have the number two pick, are expected probably to take Jaden Daniels, but they may not. They may go for Drake May. The Patriots pick at number three, and they may go for one or other of those. However, what might happen is if the Commanders take Drake May at two, Drake May is the guy that the Patriots seem to want, so they may then trade out of the number three overall pick, and then it's all thrown up in the air and we could see some real excitement from there, and people will start going bananas in the room as that happens. One other thing to watch, though, is the faces of the players in the room as the picks tick by, and as you get closer to the end of the round, the guys who haven't been picked yet will be getting more and more nervous, which is it's its own form of grisly theatre. Obviously, it's very exciting for us as fans. It must be terrible for the guys in the room as the tension mounts, but that's a nice little sideshow to keep an eye on.
Oh, I can imagine. Lots to look forward to. Conor Brophy of the Irish NFL Show, thank you so much for joining us. Conor and the lads will be broadcasting live from the Clayton Hotel in Cork City. Coverage starts from 1 a.m. So catch the lads and the Irish NFL Show on social media. That's all we have time for. Beto da Silva is up next, so do stay tuned to 2FM. Big thanks to Ronan Lawler and Lorelei Davis for working on this evening's show. Marie Crow is back with you tomorrow from 6. Have a great weekend for myself. And from all of the Game On team, it is bye for now.